This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Another setback for the proposed Millennium Bulk Terminal in Longview. Last Tuesday, the Cowlitz County Hearings Examiner denied a shoreline permit. Millennium is already appealing a decision by the Department of Ecology last month to deny a water quality permit, but has also filed a separate lawsuit feeling DOE went well outside the scope of the requirements for that permit. Washington Farm Bureau President John Stolmiller says it's like a broken record.
Yet another very disappointing decision. This really kind of amazing watching this process unfold. Again, it turned on issues that were not related to the core of the permit. This was a shoreline permit. And so it turned again on those outside extraneous things. In fact, what it really turns on is there's going to be more commerce, so we can't have the project. You can translate it into that because that's what they're saying is because of more rail traffic and more ocean traffic, we can't have this project go forward.
Stolmiller says Millennium has already made big improvements to the site.
Well, I don't know if it was classed a brownfield, but it was a facility that was what Alcoa, I believe it was there before, and it needed a lot of cleanup, and already Millennium's done that. So you've already got a site that's better than what it was when they took it on in the hopes of getting this bulk facility developed. It's already better, but this is not pristine. You know, you'd say, oh, let's have a park here. This is industrial. This is heavy industrial and has been, and you're not going to put homes on these sites.
Listen tomorrow for more on the many challenges Millennium is facing.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.